There might be nothing better in this world than freshly baked bread. And when you consider the idea of freshly baked bread made locally with local grain, talk about a win-win. There may not be anything better on the planet than that. And that's what they make every day over at the Hungry Ghost Bakery on State Street in Northampton. Cheryl Maffey is here from Hungry Ghost, along with Phil Corman from CISA, as part of our Local Heroes segment, our continuing series spotlighting local farmers and local farm goods. And, well, Cheryl, I mean, Hungry Ghost, you brought some great stuff in today. Talk about your bakery. How long have you been in business?
We're in our seventh year.
Seven years.
This is our seventh holiday season, and it's just getting better and better all the time.
Now, what types of breads do you guys make over there? I mean, it's not the traditional white bread stuff. You got a lot of different kinds of things,
right? We have a lot of different kinds of bread. It's all natural leavened or sourdough, which doesn't mean it's all sour, but it's, you know, the old-fashioned way. So the bacteria in the air comes into our starter, and that's what makes the bread rise.
How long does it take to produce? First of all, how many loaves do you produce a day?
Well, it depends on the day. Anywhere from 250 to 500.
Wow.
On a Saturday.
But that takes a lot of preparation because they tend to rise.
It does. Yeah. A loaf of bread takes us 2 days to make. So, for example, today Jonathan's over there mixing approximately 12 mixes of 60 loaves each or 70 loaves each. And that's going to sit in bulk all day. A big crew's coming in this afternoon to shape it all. It'll go into the cooler overnight, and then we start baking it.
So that means on Christmas Eve, they're there from 9 to 3 p.m., and if you haven't picked up some fresh bread, you don't know you could live by bread alone.
Yeah, I don't have to, though, because I have a nice loaf of it right here, Phil. Thank you. So when you sell most of your stuff out of your location, or do you sell it to other vendors?
Exclusively out of Hungry Ghost.
So you have to go there to get it.
Absolutely. We don't have time to produce for wholesale, and it's not economically sound for us to do.
Get to keep every penny. Sell direct to all of us in the community.
Now, what kinds of varieties of bread do you have? Do you have any kind of wacky stuff that you can't get anywhere else, a special kind of rye or some kind of thing? Or,
well, 2 days a year, the day before Thanksgiving, and tomorrow we have something called cranberry and wild rice. That is fabulous. Absolutely fabulous.
And you also use some local grain as well. I know Four Star was in here a few weeks ago, and they produce grain that you guys use. How much of your bread is produced using local grain?
About a third of our bread is produced with local grain from the folks up in Northfield. At Four Star is the majority, and our spelt. All our spelt is all 100% local, produced by them. White Oak Farm, the company they call it, White Oak Grains, has the loaf I brought you today is all from there. Carol and Ron Lauren, White Moon Farm in East Hampton, Wally Jakowski in Hadley. So these four farmers are our main supply of grain.
Do you notice a difference between bread produced with local grain and bread produced with some other kind of grain?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. The layers of flavor, it's like a fine wine or a nice piece of chocolate. You know, the layers of nuttiness and fullness are just far superior.
I just want to echo that, just as someone who I tend to make, a loaf of bread. I usually make a challah every other week, and I've been using local grain. And you do have to sort of figure out how that local grain is a little different than the commercially bought. Even if you buy organic, it's different. And it is. It has a different personality to it, and the texture is different. It's just so much richer and deeper. And once you get the hang of it, it's just like, oh, now I understand why I don't want the same product every week that's a little bit insipid.
Yeah, it's a real experience for Jonathan and the other crew of bread makers over there. You know, it can differ from week to week, what the hydration is, how long it proofs, and you know, sometimes you experiment and it comes out wonderful, and then sometimes it's
trial and error like anything
else.
There you
go.
Cheryl Maffey joining me in studio along with Phil Corman from CISA. Cheryl is part of the Hungry Ghost Bakery at State Street in Northampton. What are your hours, by the way, over there?
We're open 7 days a week from 10 until 6.
So you're making bread every day, then?
We're making bread every day, all day long.
And I love the fact that you're able to name the farmers you work with, which I think is amazing. Now, you got a thing going on with a place in East Hampton. Where are you buying wood from there? Talk about that a little bit, too.
Oh, Park Hill Orchard.
Right.
Well, they are a farm. They were it hasn't been a farm for a long time, and now
It was about 14 years when they came. They came in from outside the area. They were looking to manage a farm, start up a farm. They loved this area because they had never seen another part of the country where the community was just so supportive of local agriculture and farmers. So the land they bought had been dormant for 14 years, and it's an orchard, apple orchard, and so many of those trees were just untended to, unpruned for so many years that they were no longer viable.
Yeah. So to our great benefit, they had probably 1,000 cords of wood. We go through about every 10 days a cord of wood. So once a week they deliver us a cord of wood.
And do you use it for the cooking and the baking process?
It's in the baking. We have a wood-fired oven.
A wood-fired oven. Of course you need the wood. Absolutely.
You need the wood.
I think it's great. I mean, talking about it, you don't get much more real than that.
Oh, yeah, and there's sometimes I love it, and there's sometimes I probably shouldn't use those words.
Right. Local grain, making local bread in an oven fueled by local wood. I mean, that's pretty much as local as you're going to ever get.
As good as you can get.
Well, Cheryl, I mean, thanks a lot for the stuff. And like I said, we'll use that bread for sure on over the holidays. Before I let you go, Phil, I want to talk briefly about the Senior Farm Share Program. You were in the Advocate this week talking about it. We were on last time. Where are we with that fundraiser you guys are doing?
Well, you know, this is the time of year, I think, where all of us really want to connect to those who are a little bit more in need than us, because we know that it might have been us last year, it could be us next year. And so it's really community that weaves that connection between all of us. And our Senior Farm Share Program, we've been doing it now for, I think, 7 years. And it's such a win-win-win. The community steps in and supports it with money, and we're able to then pay farmers up front in January and February to grow a community share, a slice of the summer harvest for low-income elders in the three counties. And you could give it as a gift for someone. In other words, you could, you know, send in $25, $50, $100. And by doing that, you can say in honor of someone, we'll send a note out to that person saying they've been honored. And then that money goes straight to a farmer. And then from that farmer, it turns into food for a low-income elder.
And so if someone wants to donate, what's the easiest way to do it?
Just go to buylocalfood.org.
Phil Corman from CESA, Cheryl Maffey from Hungry Ghost. Again, 7 days a week, get fresh bread produced locally with local grain and fired by a local wood from a local woods. I mean, it's fantastic. Again, the hours at Hungry Ghost, one more time.
7 days a week, 10 until 6, or until the bread runs out.
But on Christmas Eve, 9 to 3.
9 to 3.